This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report. This is the Markets Farm Afternoon Show, broadcast number 416 for Wednesday, June 2nd. I'm Phil Frantz Warkentin. ICE futures canola contracts are stronger Wednesday as ongoing concerns over hot and dry prairie weather conditions provide support. Canola up $3 to over $11, the July contract up $11.50 at $908.20 per ton. New crop November up $11.20 at $750. Environment Canada has issued heat warnings across nearly all of Western Canada, with little moisture in the forecast to alleviate those high temperatures. Gains in Chicago soy oil were also supportive for canola, with world vegetable oil markets underpinned by solid demand, tight supplies, and strength in crude oil. However, a firm tone in the Canadian dollar, which is trading right around 83 cents, did pressure values somewhat. In the U.S., soybeans are higher, corn lower, and wheat mixed. Soybeans up 16 cents in the November contract at $14.13 per bushel. Concerns over tightening global vegetable oil supplies accounted for much of the strength in beans, with soy oil leading the soy complex to the upside and meal actually down on the day. The monthly U.S. soybean crush for April came in at 169.9 million bushels. That was below average trade estimates and well off the 188 million bushels crushed the previous month. The U.S. soybean crop was 84% seeded as of this past Sunday. That's ahead of average for this time of year, with emergence at 20%. Frost damage was reported in parts of the Dakotas, with some reseeding likely. In addition, forecasts calling for hot and dry weather were also supportive. Corn, it's weaker, correcting after recent gains. The September contract down 8 cents at $5.93 per bushel. The U.S. corn crop was rated 76% good to excellent in the first rating of the year. That marks the best initial rating of the past decade. The U.S. crop is 95% seeded with emergence at 81%, both well ahead of average. Persistent hot and dry weather in Brazil did remain supportive, with hot Midwestern weather also likely to cut into U.S. crop ratings in upcoming reports. Wheat futures, they are mixed with gains in spring wheat and losses in the winter wheats. Minneapolis up 12 cents in the September contract at $7.88 per bushel. Kansas City down 3 cents in September at $6.41 per bushel. And Chicago wheat down 4 cents in September at $6.92 per bushel. U.S. spring wheat condition ratings dropped 2 points on the week to 43% good to excellent, with soil moisture levels in the key northern wheat regions on the dry side. Winter wheat was pegged at 48% good to excellent. That's up 1 point on the week. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Wednesday, June 2nd. In Winnipeg, for Markets Farm, I'm Phil Frantz Warkentin.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.